Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city officials and the teachers union have made a breakthrough on gradually reopening schools in the nation's third largest district.
CPS has finally reached a tentative agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union that opens up the school doors for safe in-person learning for our pre-K cluster and K through 8 students.
If the union approves it, the agreement will end a months-long bitter labor dispute and avert a threatened strike. Teachers have been demanding stronger safety protocols to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in classrooms. President Biden is dampening expectations for a hike in the federal minimum wage. He says it's unlikely to survive as part of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package because of Senate rules. But House Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders tells CNN he's not giving up.
I can tell you, as chairman of the Budget Committee, we have a room full of lawyers working as hard as we can to make the case to the parliamentarian that, in fact, raising the minimum wage will have significant budget implications and, in fact, should be consistent with reconciliation rules.
Sanders says polls show the majority of Americans support a $15 an hour minimum wage because he says it's not possible to survive on less. In Tampa Bay, Florida, city and NFL officials are working to limit the spread of the coronavirus at this evening's 55th Super Bowl game. Attendance is drastically limited and masks are required. But as Stephanie Colombini of member station WUSF tells us, that is not stopping people in the community from partying.
Thousands of revelers flocked to popular entertainment districts like Tampa's Ybor City this weekend. Many haven't been wearing masks. Others are attending private parties and concerts, like one headlined by rapper 50 Cent in neighboring St. Petersburg. Jay Wolfson, public health professor with the University of South Florida, says the reckless behavior is disappointing. But he's not surprised people are letting excitement about the game cloud their coronavirus judgment.
We're going to see some spikes going out of it. We know that for the next few weeks. That's to be expected. But let's reduce those as much as we can.
Wilson's urging people watch the game at home, and if they're getting together, do so outside with masks and distancing. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
South Africa says it's suspending the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. The health minister says a domestic study indicates it gives minimal protection against mild and moderate infection. This is NPR. Israel, credited as one of the most vaccinated countries, is easing its coronavirus lockdown. But as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem, infections are still high.
Israel's third lockdown began in late December. Now Israel has lifted the ban on traveling more than 1,000 yards from one's home. Restaurants reopened for takeout orders, nature reserves and bed and breakfasts reopened. Schools are still closed, and travel in and out of Israel continues to be severely restricted for several more weeks. Most Israelis above 60 years old are now fully vaccinated, and there's been a 50% drop in infections in that age category. The rest of the population is seeing a 25% spike in serious infections. Israel started vaccinating citizens 16 and older last week, but there's been slow turnout. A health official overseeing vaccines claims some younger Israelis, quote, aren't scared enough of the coronavirus. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must lift all sanctions if it wants Tehran to return to its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal. President Biden has said he wants to rejoin the pact after the Trump administration withdrew from it, but Biden says economic sanctions will not be removed until Tehran stops enriching uranium beyond the pact's limits. Myanmar's military coup leaders have restored internet service to the country's largest city, but still tens of thousands of protesters are in the streets denouncing them. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.